got a job putting together a crew.
When I'm jamming on the job,
music is my job.
Have you ever dreamed about being on the radio? Well, now's your chance. 95.3 Gorilla and Coast Radio Group are looking for the newest member of the Gorilla team. You can join me, Jesse Page, and Sherry Moe and host your own show on 95.3 Gorilla. This is a general talent call for the whole Gulf Coast. You think you have what it takes? Let us know. Not only will you host the night show on Gorilla, you'll represent our station at remotes and live broadcasts across the coast. This is a rare opportunity to become part of the Gorilla lineup. Only applicants who are serious about being on the radio should apply. A background in media or broadcasting is preferred, but we'll work with anyone if you want to be on Gorilla. You gotta have reliable transportation, a clean driving record, and the ability to work with us on a part-time basis. This is your moment, and we want to hear from you right now. Send your resume and a short statement about why you should be the next member of the Gorilla crew to apply at 953gorilla.com. That's APPLY at 953gorilla.com. Coast Radio Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Today is Monday. Today is Monday.
Everybody hates Monday mornings.
Monday, Monday.
I don't like Monday.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Just another manic Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
You better kick that case of the Mondays. We got money, money, money on the way for you this week. Yeah, Cash Dash is back. And here are five things you didn't know you needed to know. First today, remember almost a decade ago, Kim Kardashian was robbed in Paris? Remember this? This was a long time ago. This was a high-profile robbery back in 2016. The armed robbery of Kim Kardashian. Well, one of those suspects has now come forward and expressed his intention to take responsibility for his involvement and to offer a sincere apology. The trial gets underway in Paris today. Mr. Abbas, who's coming forward, is among 10 individuals facing charges related to armed robbery and kidnapping. And Kim Kardashian herself is expected to testify in person during the trial, which is scheduled to last until May 23rd. Man, that's a big thing over there. More than 250,000 people and 130 world leaders honored the former Pope, Pope Francis, at his funeral in St. Peter's Square on Saturday. That marked the end of his papacy officially. He was later buried in a church about 2 miles away from the Vatican. And now the College of Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church will meet to elect a new pope starting on May 6th. Today, Monday, April 28th, is National Superhero Day. Tomorrow is Viral Video Day. Well, every day is Viral Video Day if you're here on Gorilla. And coming up Wednesday is National Honesty Day. I feel like everybody fails that every year. I mean, what do we win if we're honest for the whole day? Just one day. Powerball or something? I don't think anybody could do that. Finally today, this is a really awful, gross piece of news, but because I had to see it, I'm going to share it with you. Female passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight to Chicago was arrested on Saturday night after she stripped naked. And I don't know if I can even say this on the radio. She evacuated herself, I guess I can say, on the seat. Yeah, she stripped all of her clothes off and went number two on the seat as the plane was landing in Chicago. Southwest released a statement. Our teams are reaching out to those on board to apologize for the situation and any delay to their travel plans, because, of course, you know, the cops had to come on and haul her out of there. Nothing is more important to Southwest than the safety of our customers and employees and the professionalism of our crew, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I would want something. If I had to see that, if I had to witness that, I would want my money back or something, you know? Good morning. You're on Gorilla. Who's this?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning. Good.
Good morning. Good morning. I have some good news for you, Mary. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're caller number 10 for Cash Dash on Gorilla right now.
Oh, my God. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. It's happening. Mary, what town are you living in?
Biloxi.
All right, perfect. Mary in Biloxi, you've been listening. You know how this works, right?
Yes, sir. I know.
All right, Mary. You got to scream stop as loud as you can when you think you have enough money. Guaranteed minimum of $100. It could be going all the way up to $5,000. Let's do this then.
Are you ready? This is Cash Dash.
$100. $150. $160. $200. $222. $275. $375.
Ooh.
$500.
Stop. Right there?
Stop.
$500. Mary, you got half a grand from Gorilla. That's amazing.
Yes, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for playing with us. That's $500 in cold hard cash from 95.3. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for playing with us. We love it when we can give out huge amounts of money. Thank you so much, Mary. Hang on the phone for me. But before I get you paid, let's see how high the gorilla was going this morning. You ready?
I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we got to do it. Ready?
$500.
Here we go.
$666. $777. $888.
Uh-oh.
$1,000.
Woo!
$1,100.
$1,100!
$1,100. It would have went
to about half. You got $500.
Okay.
Mary, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone.
This is the Gorilla Showbiz Buzz.
All right, you're going to only need one guess as to who this crazy person is. Listen.
I should have had baby with Paris Hilton over Kim Kardashian. You guys say, could you imagine if I had kids with Paris Hilton, how many hotels I have now?
Yeah, Crazy Kanye. Crazy Ye. Yeah, that's what we should start calling him now. Crazy Kanye. Dude, he needs help. He just really needs help. Have you seen his new album title and the track list? I don't even know if I can legally say the name of this album on the radio. I'm not even going to bother. Like, he's off his rocker. Kanye needs help, bro. Today, April 28th, is National Superhero Day. Bonus points if you know what movie this is.
This guy, Flash Thompson, he probably deserved what happened. But just because you can beat him up, doesn't give you the right to. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility. You can barely hear it over the traffic there. That's from Spider-Man, Uncle Ben telling Peter. With great power comes great responsibility. Yeah, who's your favorite superhero? I've never been a big superhero guy. I don't think Gandalf counts. I think he's kind of different. He would be my favorite if he does. And looking at the weekend box office, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, that's episode 3, celebrating its 20th anniversary, made about $6 million over the weekend. The Accountant 2 pulled in about $6 million. A Minecraft movie in second place with about $7 million. And Sinners from Warner Brothers, that's made $122 million so far, about $14 million over the weekend at the box office. There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz update. Happy, happy Monday. Have you ever wanted to work for the Gorilla? 95.3 Gorilla and Coast Radio Group are looking to hire dynamic sales representatives. Are you dynamic? I bet you are. If you have experience in sales or business development, we really want to talk to you. Find us at coastradiogroup.com/careers. Good morning. It's Gorilla. Who's this?
Thomas.
Hi, Thomas. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I am phenomenal, my friend. You are caller number 10 for Cash Dash. You ready?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I've been trying forever.
Trying and trying and trying. Thomas, you finally made it through. What town do you live in?
Poplarville.
Awesome. Okay, so you've been listening. You know the drill. You know how this works. You got to scream stop when you have enough cash. You know how this goes, right?
Yep.
All right, Thomas, let's see if we can get you paid. Here we go. This is Cash Dash. Let's do it.
Are you ready? This is Cash Dash.
$100. $101. $1,001. $101.
Stop.
Right there. All right. Woo! All right, we got to go to the replay on that one. I don't know what it was, Thomas. What do you think? Was it 1,000 or was it 100? I don't know. We got to go to the replay. Ready?
As soon as I said 1,000, I yelled stop. So hopefully the replay.
Let's listen. Here we go.
$1,001. $101.
Stop.
Right there.
Stop.
All right.
Okay, that's $500.
Oh, man. I think it was 101. I think it was 101. I wish I could give you the grand, man. It was $101, I think. That is the cash money amount from Gorilla. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Why does Yoda speak backwards?
Here's George Lucas. Listen.
Well, I will tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Yoda had a very distinctive way of talking because people don't listen that much. But if he has an accent or it's really hard to understand what he's saying, they focus on what he's saying. And what he was He was basically the philosopher of the movie. Yeah. So he was talking about all of the things, you know, in long talking scenes and stuff, where I had to figure out a way to get people to actually listen, especially 12-year-olds.
That's George Lucas at the 45th anniversary screening of The Empire Strikes Back, and that's actually brilliant if you think about it. How do you get 12-year-olds to listen to an old philosopher talk about philosophy? Make him talk like this, do you? Or you do. I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do the voice. What else is going on today? Flashback Freakout News. Was on this day back in 1973 that arguably one of the best albums ever debuted. On this day in 1973, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon went to number one in just a couple of months. Here's a clip for Money.
Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
On this day in 1967, Muhammad Ali refused induction into the U.S. Army and was stripped of his boxing title. Jessica Alba turns 44 years old today. And finally, Jay Leno turns 75. This is his 75th birthday. I miss Jay, don't you?
See, that's another thing that embarrasses me as an American. Competitive eating is now a sport in this country. They cover it on ESPN. This is the only country in the world where eating 300 chicken wings makes you an athlete now. I mean, don't you find that ironic? Competitive eating is a sport, yet somehow we still can't quite accept soccer, you know?
Hey, don't get heated. It's just our hot topic.
So inexplicably, challenges are back because we're doing this whole thing again. Yeah, remember the days of the social media challenges? For me, it feels like decades ago. Well, the ice bucket challenge of all things is actually coming back. Why? Well, why not, right? Everything is vogue again at some point. You know, save all those old clothes, by the way, kids. Don't throw out your cringy 2010s and 2020 stuff. It's going to be back in like 20 years. Well, now the Ice Bucket Challenge is coming back. It was created in 2014 to raise awareness for ALS. And now it's directing attention towards mental health awareness, which I guess is pretty cool. But I feel like we've kind of done this before. But I want to know this morning, we're talking about these challenges. What are some challenges that you have done before and maybe regretted, maybe enjoyed? What trend from the past? How about we widen it out to trends? Social media trends. What social media trend did you take part in? I know there are stories out there. 228-604-HITS. You're first.
I remember doing the cinnamon challenge, and oh man, that was a big mistake.
Okay. I was going to say, like, you're still alive. Remind everybody, for people that may not remember, what was the cinnamon challenge? I remember. Tell us.
That was where you try to eat a spoonful of cinnamon. You just can't do it. You end up choking and coughing. It was just so not worth it.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Darwin test. Like, smart people don't do that. But I'm glad that you made it. That's good. What about you? What's a social trend from the past that you took part in?
I was fully committed to the 2012 Tumblr era.
Oh, that feels like a light year ago. Remind us, what was big on Tumblr then?
Flower crowns, galaxy leggings, and deep quotes over black and white photos like I was living in an indie film. I thought I was mysterious. I was just aggressively over-filtered.
Yeah. The old filter days from the beginning of Instagram, too. Like the end of Tumblr, beginning of Instagram, 2010, 11, 12 in there. Those were some cringy days if you look back at that stuff.